Today's daf is Beya Daf Lamed Hey, and we are 6 lines from the bottom of Daf Lamed Hey Omer Avif. Ki Asa Ravin Omer Rabbi Yochanan. Today's daf is being learned as a schus before Shalema, for Shlomo ben Sarah Aliza, Avadya ben Miriam Leah, Moshe Abba ben Devora, Devora bas Mecha, Shmu ben Tehila, Chaim Aharon ben Fega, Tamar bas Chasida from Arifka, Etta Malka bas Miriam, and Baruch ben Radel. Today's daf is also being learned to Ilui Nishmas, Miral Bas Reb Moshe. So we're continuing to discuss the Mishnah on Daf Lamed Daled, which began with a rather innocent machloikis between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim in the laws of Muktzah. However, as was very, very clear from the Gemara, although the Iker point of the Mishnah is to discuss the laws of Muktzah, but Derech Agav, it was Mavur in the Mishnah, maybe a very big chiddush in the laws of Tshumas and Maisers, where it went through the overwhelming majority of the Gemara. We have one piece of Gemara that we still need to finish. It's going to take us till the end of the Perek, but it's kedai to reintroduce the topic, albeit very, very briefly, just to segue into today's daf. And that is, Midai Raisa, one is only Chayiv in Tshumas and Maisers if, number one, it was Nigmar Malachtoi of the Peiros and of the Tfua that you are handling. Number two, even if it was Nigmar Malachtoi, the only time one is Chayv and Trumas Umaisis Medei Raisa is if the Peiros and the Tfua entered the person's house or entered the person's chatzar. In the event that either it was Loi Nigmar Malachtoi or it was Nigmar Malachtoi, but it never was Ra Pnei Abayis, it never entered the house, and never entered the chatzar, the halacha is, one would not be chayiv to be mafresh Trumas Umaisris Midday Raisa, which means Midday Raisa, the Peiros is not Tevel. Stating that, the Chachamim said that although Midday Raisa, you don't have to be mafresh Trumas Umaisris yet, but Midday Rabbanon, it's not so simple. In fact, Rabbanon said that if you want to eat an achilas kva, you want to eat a permanent type achila, you would first have to be mafresh Trumas Umaisris. Achilas sarah, if you want to snack on the food, no worries. But if you want to eat an achilas kva, in that instance, it's going to be an issue. Stating that, Rav Nachman said a very big chiddush. Rav Nachman said that Shabbos is koiveya le'inyan meister. In other words, if somebody wants to eat an achilas aroi on Shabbos from peiros that he did not yet mafresh trumas u'maisres, if when it was loy nigmar malachtoi, or it was loy ra pnei abayis, the halacha is he would not be able to do it. And even though ordinarily you're allowed to eat an achila saroi, however, when it comes to an achila on Shabbos, there's no such thing as an achila saroi, and every single achila is going to be treated as an achilas kiva. And the chiddush of Rav Nachman was that even if it was loy nigmar melachtoi, even then we say that Shabbos is koveya. And not to go back into the weeds of yesterday's daf, but in yesterday's daf we saw that really the concept that Shabbos should be koveya l'maiser is a Mishnah. It's a Mishnah mesachtes maisers. But the Mishnah was discussing where it was nigmar melachtoi, it just never entered the house, it never entered the chatzar. There's an idea that even though ordinarily you'd be able to eat an achila saroi, but not on Shabbos, because Shabbos is Kevei Lamaiser. Rav Nachman took it a step further. Rav Nachman said that even though this is not Mefurish in the Mishnah, it's not Mefurish in a Braisa, but this was Rav Nachman's own Chiddush. And that is that just like Shabbos is Kevei Lamaiser, where it was Nigmar Melachtoi, but it did not enter the Bayis, it did not enter the Chatzar, so too Shabbos is going to be Kevei Lamaiser, even in the event that it was not yet Nigmar Melachtoi. So on that note, the Gemara wraps up the sugya. Ki asa Ravin am Rabbi Yochanan. When Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, Ravin was one of the Talmidim of the yeshivas in Bavel, and he had gone to learn in Eretz Yisrael by the great Rabbi Yochanan. And when he came from Eretz Yisrael back to Bavel, he brought back many, many halachos, a lot of klarkai, in different sugyas that the Amiram, the Chachmei Bavel had discussed, and in many, many ways, the Chachmei HaTalmud relied on the reports of what Ravin had brought back from Eretz Yisrael in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. When Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael back to Bavel, he said over the name of Rabbi Yochanan the following: Echad Shabbos, the Echad Truma, the Echad Chatzer, the Echad Mekach, Kulam Ein Koivim. All these things do not have the ability to be Koivei Elamaiser, Elabadavish and Nigma Malachtai, unless the peiros was already nigma malachta. In other words, Rabbi Yochanan said that you find this concept that Shabbos has the ability to be kaveh lemaiser. You find the concept that truma has the ability to be kaveh lemaiser. You find the concept that chotzer has the ability to be kaveh lemaiser. And you find the concept that mekach has the ability to kaveh lemaiser. This, that these four things can be kaveh, is only if the peiros was nigma malachta. But if it was loy nigma malachta, then it wouldn't have the ability to do that. So what do these four things mean? And why did Rabbi Yochanan feel that he had to say that? Meaning, it sounds like that Rabbi Yochanan was resolving some sort of suffix, like there was a shaila whether Shabbos is kaveh lemaiser or not. B'davar shloy nigmar malachtoi, same for truma, same for chatzar, same for mekach, and that's why Rabbi Yochanan had to say what he said, which is, let me clarify. This is the way it is. So the Gemara is going to go through all four of them individually. Shabbos, what was the chiddush that Rabbi Yochanan was trying to say as far as Shabbos goes? Lafuke mid the hillel, he was coming lafuke hillel. The Tanya we learned in a brayis, so hamavri peiros from malkum malkum. If somebody transports peiros from one place to another, lekatzis, and the purpose is because he wants these peiros to dry. That's a simple way of saying that it was loy nigmar malachtai, meaning he's not ready to eat the peiros yet. He's moving them to his roof. He wants them to dry. The kiddush alei mayoyim, and then Shabbos happened. Amar Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda said, Hillel atzmayoyser, the great Hillel himself, he would not eat from those peiros even in achilas aroi, even though it was loy nigmar malachtai yet, because he was transporting it for it to dry. But he held that Shabbos is koveya lemaiser, even when it's loy nigmar malachtoi, and that's why Hillel la'atzmai was oiser. But Rabbi Yochanan says Rashi was medayik that Hillel la'atzmai oiser. Mashma, the last words of Rashi on the Amid, the chol doyroi chalukin olav. Hillel's entire generation disagreed with him. He was a yachid bedoyroi in many ways, and here too he felt that this was his own chiddush, but nobody else agreed with him. So what did everybody else hold? That Shabbos is not koveya lemaiser as it relates to Perish Loi Nigma Malachta. So that's what Ravin said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that Rabbi Yochanan was medayik that Hillel was la'atzmoyoyser. It sounds like this was only Hillel's chiddush, but everyone else disagreed. This is, of course, the part that we want be'ikr, because this relates to our sugya. This was Rav Nachman's chiddush. Rav Nachman said essentially what Hillel said, and that is that Shabbos is kaveh lemaiser, even for peiros shloy nigmar malachtoi. And it was a whole discussion in the Gemara, yes or no. And at the end of the day, what emerges is the Rabbi Yochanan disagrees with Rav Nachman, because really there's a precedent for this discussion in a braisa. The braisa is discussing what Rabbi Yehuda said that Hillel himself did, and Rabbi Yechon was medayik that it was only Hillel's chumrah, but nobody else really agreed with it. So that's what it means, that Shabbos is not kaveh lemaiser if the peiros will enigma malachta. What about chatzer? What did Rabbi Yechon mean when he said chatzer is not lafukim with Rabbi Yaakov? He was coming lafukim Rabbi Yaakov. Now we learned to the Mishnah, and we saw this Mishnah in the previous staff. Hamavir teinim b'chatzeroi. If somebody brings teinim into his chatzer, l'katzeis. Again, and the reason he brought it into his chatzer was because he wants it to dry. He's not ready to eat it yet. It's loy nigmar malachta. Banov, his sons, ubnei beisai, and the ganze mishpacha, oichle mehen aroi, they're allowed to eat achilas aroi, uptur min ha-maiser, and they're potem min ha-maiser. Why? Because the halacha is that chatzer is not koiveya lemaiser as it relates to not being able to eat an achilas aroi. If it's nigmar malachtoi, then you bring it into your chatzar, now you're done. But if it was loy nigmar malachtoi, and you brought it into your chatzar, you're still let in on achilas aroi. But v'tani Allah, we learned in a braisa, Rabbi Yaakov mechayev. Rabbi Yaakov said chayev, Rabbi Yitzhak, Rabbi Yehuda poiters, Rabbi Yitzhak, Rabbi Yehuda that said potter. So this mishnah was a stam mishnah, mesachtes meisers. But a braisa clarified that really was a machlekes tanom. It was a machlekes Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Yitzhak, Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yochanan wanted to be machriya. He wanted to tell us who the halach is like. The halach is like the stam mishnah, that's Rabbi Yochanan Shita, halacha kistam mishnah, and the halach is like Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, that chotzer is not koveh lemaiser if the peiros will enigma malachtoi. So the halach is not like Rabbi Yaakov, who said that mechayev, you're not allowed to eat an achilas aroi once it's in the chotzer if it's like enigma malachtoi. Rather, the halach is like Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, who's poiter. The halach is like the stam mishnah mesachtes meisers. Truma. What did Rabbi Yochanan mean when he said truma also is not koveh if it's like enigma malachtoi? Lafukim de Rabbi Eliezer. It's coming lafuk de Rabbi Eliezer. We saw this also in yesterday's daf. The time we learned to the mishnah perish at harmon. If somebody was mafresh truma from Paris, actually nigmar malachta before the gemar malachta, you're not chayiv yet to midday rice be mafresh trumas, but you decided to do it. Rabbi Leza says at this point it's also lechem and aroi, you can't eat achilas aroi. Chum matirin, chum say it's going to be mutis. You see, Rabbi Leza holds that being mafresh truma is koveya for Paris shloi nigmar malachta. Chachamim amater. Rabbi Yochanan wanted to say that the halach is like the chachamim, not like Rabbi Leza. So therefore, Shabbos is not koveya, chotzer is not koveya, and truma is also not koveya. And finally, mekach. What does this even mean? So we're going to see in the Gemara now that there's a concept that a mekach could also be koveya. If you have tefuah, that was loy nigmar malachtoi, or maybe nigmar malachtoi, and then you sell it, the sale, the actual mekachu memkar, that has some significance in the world of Trumas or Maestris, and on some level it could be kevet. So what was Rabbi Yochanan's chiddush? Rabbi Yochanan said that even though there is an idea in the world of Maestris that mekach could be kevet, but mekach can only be kevet if it was a dovash and nigmar malachtoi, but if it was loy nigmar malachtoi, the mekach can't be kevet, says the Gemara. And what's the makar to all of this? Ketetran, we learned in a Mishnah, lekech teinim ha'am ha'aretz, if someone buys teinim from ha'am, from an am ha'aretz, b'makayim sh'roi b'nei adam darsin, in a place where most people would take the teinim, and they would be dairus them, they would press them all together. The point is, you bought te'enim before they were properly pressed, which means it was loy nigmar malachta. So somebody bought te'enim from an ama aretz, where the te'enim were loy nigmar malachta. Now, quick background. If somebody buys a peri from an ama aretz, the halacha is, he has to be mafresh chumas or maestres. He can't rely on the fact that the ama aretz probably gave chumas or maestres. Now, the truth is, you have to read the fine print, because midday raisa, really, you could be soimach on the fact that the ama aretz was mafresh chumas or maestres, certainly truma, even though maestres, they were more lax in, but roiv ama aretz maestren, most of the ama aretz were maestres, so it was only midrabanan that you have to be mafresh your maestres. And even when you're mafresh midrabanan, that truma is not a regular truma, and until you mafresh it, the tevel's not a regular tevel, it's known as demai, and there's a whole mesechtin, say there's rum, called mesechtin demai. But either way, you're buying peiros from an ama aretz, b'mokam sh'roi b'nei adam darsin. So again, you bought peiros that would loy nigma malachti from an ama aretz. What's the halacha? Oichel men aroi, you're allowed to eat an achilas aroi, because it was like nigmar malachtoi, u'ma'asr and d'may, but at the same time, you have to be ma'asr d'may. If you want to eat an achilas kva, then you're going to have to be mafresh meiser. So the Gemara says, before we get to the punchline, shmami not las. You see three things from here. Number one, you see what we need. Shmami not mekach in it kevas, elabadavash and nigmar malachtoi. L'chura, why you let eat an achilas aroi? You just bought the peiros. So if you bought the peiros, why don't we say that the mekach itself is kedeya? So now even my achilas aroi is an achilas kva. I shouldn't be able to eat an achilas aroi. So you see, number one, mekach enoi kevas elo bedovish nigmar malachti. V'shmamino, you see another thing, that roiv amiya aretz ma'asrin hey. You see that roiv amiya aretz ma'asrin. Where do you see that? Because ma'asr and d'may. You see, you don't have to be mafresh regular ma'aser. You just have to be ma'asr and d'may, which we know the whole mesachtes d'may is predicated on this premise. But the point is, you see for sure from this halacha that roiv ami ya'aretz ma ma'asr. V'shmami no. Another thing you see from here is ma'asr and d'may me'ame ha'aretz afilu bedavar shaloi nigmar malachta. This is a chiddush, because really, when you bought these peiros from the ama aretz, it was like nigmar malachta. So even if ordinarily roiv ami aretz ma'asrin, so that when you buy peiros from an ama aretz, your chiyuv to be mafresh ma'aser is only a chiyuv de rabbanon. But at the same time, you would think that's maybe if it was nigmar malachta, it's chayev in trumas ma'aseris. Roiv ami aretz ma'asrin, so we'll assume that he was mafresh trumas ma'aseris. But if you buy peiros like nigmar malachta, we're giving the ama aretz the benefit of the doubt on this level, that he's from this reason, makdim el mitzvahs, that enoy maniach sheyetze mitachas yadoi dover she'enoy mesukin, and all these milas that you find in different gemaras that talk about these sugyas, he's an ama'aretz. So why would you think there? That's the third shmamina, that ma'asrin d'may me ama'aretz, even if it was a dover, shalai nigma malachtai. But what we need is the first of the three shmaminas, and that is, you see clearly that mekach enoy kevas elabadover shalai nigma malachtai. Why? Because we're talking about somebody that bought peiros from an ama'aretz, and there was a mekach, and the lochas you let in an achilas aroi. If mekach is kevaya, then once you buy it, you wouldn't be able to achilas aroi anymore. And the Gemara says that just like the first three Rabbi Yochanans were lafuke, a certain man da Amar that argued, this as well. Ulafuke mihadatan. This is lafuke. The following Mishnah also mesachtes. Maestris amachlo peiros amchaveiroi. If two people barter peiros, so I'll give you corn and you give me tomatoes, which in halacha, when you're machlif two things, it's like a mekachu memkar. So hamachlif peiros and chaveiroi, like hamachlif para v'chamar, right? You find different sugis and shas where people used to barter. They would be machlif. This is a little less complicated. It's hamachlif peiros and chaveroi. If someone's machlif peiros with his friends, zelechov zelechov. This person was ready to eat the peiros that he got, and this person was ready to eat the peiros that he got. Zelekatz zelekatzes. Or this person wanted to take the peiros that he got, and he's going to leave them out to dry, and the other person's going to do the same thing. Zelechov zelekatzes. One person wants to eat his peiros, the other person wants it to dry. The halach is chayev. They're all chayev. Meaning, each one of these people has no choice. They have to be mafresh chumas and maestres. You can't even eat an achilas aroi. Why not? Why can't I eat an achilas aroi? If I want to eat it now, so I understand, it's nigmar melachtai. But let's say I just took, I bought something, I was machlif it, I bartered it, I bartered grapes, and I want raisins. I have to be mafra shumas amayis, I can't eat achila saroi. The halach always is that if it's like nigmar melachtai, I'm allowed to eat achila saroi. Oh, you know what the Tanakama holds? Because he holds the mekach is kevela meiser. Being that I bought it, I didn't buy it, I was a machlif, but that's considered buying, so therefore, it's kaveh. Rabbi Yehuda, I'm Rabbi Yehuda, says, lechol chayv. If my intention was to eat it, then I'm chayv. Abel lekatzeh potter. If my intention was to let it out dry a little bit, that's loy nigma malachta, then I'm going to be potter. Because what does Rabbi Yehuda hold? That mekach is not kaveh lemaiser. Ki also Rabban, I'm Rabbi Yochanan, that Echad Shabbos, Echad Truma, Echad Chatzim, Echad Mechach. Who did he mean when he said Echach Mechach? The halacha is that the Mechach is not Kaveh Meiser. He meant Rabbi Yehuda Shita, Lafuke, the Tanakama in this Mishnah Hadron Halach Hamevi. So before we start the first parak, just one Maramakim that's worth acknowledging, only because it's something that's mentioned a lot in the world of Raid. And that is the Noid of Yehuda, right here. Mesech des Beya, Daflam, Medalon Amid Beyes, Daflam, and Heya Med Aleph, and Ar Sugya, makes a tremendous diak that he says is a Dover Chadosh, and something that's worth mentioning, and something that has implications not only in this challenging Sugya of Shabbos Kevel Amayser, but really in many, many Sugyas Ashas. And that is, the Gemara had a discussion that even though Midai Raisa, a person is allowed to eat peiros from which he didn't give chumas u'maiseris, as long as it was loinigma malachta. And the Rabbanu went and they said, true, but achilas kfa yishun and achilas aroi you're allowed to eat. But on Shabbos Kodesh, he can't even eat an achilas aroi. And the reason is because Shabbos is kevela maiser. And there was a shayla in the Gemara. If Shabbos is only kevela maiser, if it was nigma malachta, even if it was loinigma malachta, but there's a concept that Shabbos is kevela maiser, and really it comes, Shirosha is from a Mishnah Masechtas Maiseris, but the Tinoikis, they were playing. So there's a concept that Shabbos is kevela maiser. So the Noid of Yehuda said, Venosati libi, la'ayin oid bedover achashani mistapik boy. Dramatic. He said, the Mavur Khan, Ubi Mekama Mekoimis Bishas, Shashabis Koivas Lamaiser. So the Noid Buddha said, this was my Sophic. Im Gam Yontif, Kamei Lamaiser, Kamei Bishabis, I lie. Lefishaloi Nisker Bishas, said the Noid Buddha, Bishum Mokim Yontif, Rak Shabbos. Because every single time you find the sugi of Shabbos being kaveh lemaaser, you find it by Shabbos, you don't find it by Yontif. V'chein b'Rambam perek gimel, u'b'perek eim hilchas maaseris, lo'y nisgar ela Shabbos. V'chein niril anias daiti. And I think that this isn't just an accident. I think it's bedafka that way. I think dafka by Shabbos, you have the halacha of Shabbos kaveh lemaaser, but on Yontif, you don't have that halacha, and you'd be able to eat an achilas aroi on Yontif. What's the svar to be mechalik? Zok the Noid of Yehuda. It's because the Gemara said, why is Shabbos kevel amaisa? Because it says, v'karasa l'Shabbos oinig. Said the Noid of Yehuda, oinig is a mitzvah on Shabbos. You don't find anywhere that there's a mitzvah of oinig on Yontif. There's a very similar obligation on Yontif. V'samachta b'chagecha. But it's not the same thing. Oinig l'chud, said the Noid of Yehuda, and simcha l'chud. So yesh loy madavka by Shabbos. We have a karosol Shabbos oinig. So every achila that you eat, being that it gives you tainig, so you're mekayev the karosol Shabbos oinig. So therefore, al zeh nemar, even an achila saroy is choshev, so that it's treated like achilas kva. Hence, Shabbos kevei lamaisa. But on Yontif, there is no mitzvah oinig. Yontif, there's a mitzvah of simcha, and achila saroy lav dafke gives you simcha. In simcha lo bebasa, which has nothing to do with chumas u'maisris anyways. So simcha is a whole different sugya. So yesh loymar when it comes to oinig. The karasal Shabbos oinig, so there is halacha of Shabbos keveya. But when it comes to Yontif, where there's the mitzvah of simcha, lav dafka. In other words, the Noid Behuda saying that we know on Shabbos we eat a Shabbos suda, and Yontif we eat a Yontif suda, and maybe the Yontif suda is a little more Shabbos thing and more Yontif than the Shabbos suda is. Maybe better wine and better meats and maybe more kuglach, and it's not necessarily the same, but you would think that they come from the same plate. Shabbos, it's Yontif, but says that it's not true, it's not the same thing. Shabbos is a mitzvah of oinig, the karasol of Shabbos oinig. Yontif, there's a mitzvah of simcha, the samachta bechagecha. What's the difference? Oinig, simcha, yeah, it's me'inyan le'inyan very much, but it's inyan. You want to be upbeat, you want to be in a good place. All of a sudden, kashmius becomes ruchnius, yeah, for sure. A lot of similarity and overlap, but it's not the same thing.
And says the Noid Yehuda, this sugya is exhibit A for where there's a nafkamina. Because Shabbos Kadeh Lameiser is a din in oinig. So hotnish mitzimcha. So on Shabbos where there's a mitzvah of oinig, you have such halacha. But on Yantif, where all there is a mitzvah of simcha, then you're not going to have this halacha. Now Yehuda starts making cheshbonis based on this halacha in the sugya, ayin sham. And then at the very end, he says, v'hinei, masha kosafti midaiti. This that I said on my own. This was my chiddush. She'ein yontif kedei elamaiser. Shuv matzasi, I found later, she'gam agoyim ba'al p'nei Yeshua. B'soif mechilten, daf mem amarav. It's the very, very last p'nei Yeshua, mesech des beir. Gam came poshut be'enov. He felt the same way. She'ein yontif kedei elamaiser. V'hinani, and I had hana, she'matzasi, because I found Tana the Messiah Eli. I found the Tana that supports me, and that's the p'nei Yeshua. It's Yudua, the Erech, that the Noid B'Yehuda had for the p'nei Yeshua. P'nei Yeshua wrote in his Tzava, that he doesn't want anyone to be maspid him. And the Neid B'Yehuda was maspid him anyways. He was the Reisha Maspidim for the Pnei Yeshua. He said that the Pnei Yeshua wasn't a balabas of the chelek of him that belonged to Klal Yisrael. He was the God of Adar. And the Neid B'Yehuda had tremendous, tremendous erech for the Pnei Yeshua. Here he calls him a Tana de Misayeli. But either way, this is the chiddush of the Neid B'Yehuda. This is the chiddush of the Pnei Yeshua. The truth is a very, very big chiddush. Vekama kumasin neshtabru. Many, many faders back in the day were broken. In the world of raid, as it relates to this chiddush, but we're going to start the next parak. We're going to leave it as the chiddush of the Noid B'Yehuda, where he writes Shuv Matzasi, he found it in the Pnei Yeshua at the very, very end of Masechtes Beis. Zokt the Mishnah Vaiters. Again, we're going me'inyan le'inyan ba'is le'inyan. We're talking more about Hilchas Yontif specifically. This Mishnah is going to talk about things that one can and cannot do because of tircha on Yontif. So tircha is one of those intangibles. A lot of the Masechta deals with the intangibles. Different things that are not malachas per se, but at the same time, because of tircha, it's a vachendigger thing, one's not supposed to do on Yontif. So zok the Mishnah, Meshilim Peiros, Derech Aruba B'Yontif. So Rashi lays out the visual. A person had Peiros, they were on his roof, they're drying, he sees clouds, it looks like it's going to rain. He doesn't want his Peiros to get ruined. The question is, on Yontif, can he start taking all the peiros that are lying on his roof and start bringing it into his house? Is this something he could do, or is that something that he cannot do? So, of course, there's a muktzah component over here, but we're not focusing on muktzah now. We're going to assume that's not an issue. Maybe they're fully dry. What we're dealing with over here is the fact that there's a tircha problem. You're gonna have to work up a little sweat in order to do this. So the question is, can you do it or can you not do it? So it says the Mishnah, depends. Mashilim peiros derech haruba b'yant. If you do a derech haruba, if you have a skylight in your roof, so that you could just open up the skylight and drop it into your dining room, if that's an option, then this is something you could do. Otherwise, you're not going to be able to do it. Avalei b'Shabbos, but on Shabbos, you're never allowed to do this. Another halacha, mechasim peiros b'kelim, you're allowed to cover peiros that are inside kelim, mipnei hadelef. If there's a drip, so if there's leaking coming, maybe from the skylight, but if there's leaking coming into the house and you want to cover your peiros, it's something you're allowed to do on Yontif. If you have jugs of wine, jugs of oil, and you want to cover it on Yontif, that's also okay. The noisn kli tachas adala b'Shabbos. Additionally, if you want to put a keli underneath a leak on Shabbos, that's also something that you're allowed to do. So in today's daf, we're going to discuss the first line of the Mishnah. And in Bezus Hashem, in tomorrow's daf, the Gemara is going to discuss the seif of the Mishnah. So what was the first line of the Mishnah? Meshilim peiros derech haruba b'yantiv, avoloi b'shabbos. Again, a person had peiros, they're on his roof. And now it looks like it's going to rain, and he's afraid that his peiros are going to get ruined. He wants to take all the peiros, he wants to put it into his house. It involves tercha. Says the Mishnah, if you're meshilim derech haruba, if you're going to lower it through the skylight, that's something you're allowed to do. However, if you're going to take it out in some other way, it's not going to be fine. The emphasis of the Mishnah is Meshilin. Meshilin means to lower. And if you look at Rashi, Rashi says that's really the point. That if you have to lower something, that doesn't involve so much tircha. And because it doesn't involve so much tircha, that's okay. But let's say, for example, you have a maka al gagecha. You have a fence around your roof. And what you want to do is you want to throw it over the fence. So now you're bending down to pick it up and you have to lift it over your body. So then already it involves tircha. So it's not so much the skylight, it's the meshilin. It's the fact that you're lowering it And as a result, that's leka tircha yaseira. That's not such a big tircha, Lashon Rashi. And as a result, this is something that you can do. Zok tigmar itma, Rav Yehuda v'Rav Nassan. It was a machlokes, Rav Yehuda and Rav Nassan, what the right gerus in the Mishnah was. Chan Tani Mashila. One said that the way you read the Mishnah is Mashilin Peres Derech Aruba. V'chan Tani Mashchilin. The other one had a whole different word. Not Mashchilin, but Mashchilin. I'm a Mazutra. So Mazutra said, Man Tani Mashchilin Loi Mishdabish, Man Tani Mashchilin Loi Mishdabish. The one that had the gerus Mashchilin Loi Mishdabish. It's a good gerus. And the one that had Mashchilin, it's also not a mistake. I mean, each gerusa works. Man Tani Mashchilin Loi Mishdabish. Where do you find that the word Mashchilin would mean to lower? The Chsev, it's a pasuk in the Torah. It's in the Teichacha. It says, Ki Yishal Zeisecha. One of the klalos are that person's going to have zeisim, but no oil is going to come from the zeisim. And the reason is because the tree is going to shed the zeisim, so they're never going to mature properly to the point that you're going to get oil. You're going to get oil from it. But you see, kiyishal means for the fruit to fall off the tree. So mashilin means to lower. Man datani mashchilin loy mishtabish. The one that had the grace of mashchilin is also loy mishtabish. Tran, based on a Mishnah in Masechtes Becharis. And the Mishnah over there is discussing mumin that a Bechar has. We saw earlier in the Masechta a whole sugya on Daf Chavav about a Bechar with a mum, without a mum, but in general, the Hemas Kachim that has a mum, you can't be marked with it as a carpet. So Mishnah over there mentions two mumin. Hashachul vehakasal. So what's shachul? Shenishmeta yerecha. It means it dislocated its thigh. Now, nishmeta means that it slipped. Slip means downwards. Kasal sha'achas mirechaisa gvay mechaverta. One of its thighs is taller than the other one. But you see, the shachul is when it's nishmeta yerecha. So it seems to mean downward. So just, it would make sense then to take the word shachul, convert it into a verb, and say mashchilin peiros derech aruba in Hilchas language. That's something that can work. I'm Rav Nachman by Yitzchak. Rav Nachman by Yitzchak continued. He said, it's interesting. Damiram weren't sure what the word of the Mishnah was. It seems like it was a little unclear. Mashilin, mashchilin. So Rav Nachman by Yitzchak said, theoretically, hypothetically, Rashi says, we're not aware of anyone that had this girsa that we're about to present. But in theory, man the tani mashirin loy mishtabish. If someone would have had the girsa mashirin, not mashilin, it would have also made sense. Man the tani mashirin also loy mishtabish. Uman the tani manshirin loy mishtabish. All of these girsas would have worked. How? Man the tani mashirin loy mishtabish. Where do you find mashirim should mean to lower the tana and the mishnah? Shmuel, Lemer, Shmuel said Nazar lo yachav roish ba'adama. He's not allowed to scrub his head with adama, with shampoo, mipnei shemesh es asar, because it causes hair to come out. And a Nazar has an iser. He's not allowed to cut his hair. But you see, mipnei shemesher esasar. What's it mean to mesher? The hair is going to fall out. Man the tani mashchirin lemishtabish. Mashchirin also. Time we learn to the Mishnah. Hashachar vahazug. So Rashi says a shachar is a tar, a gulmeser. It's a razor. Zug is a pier of is scissors. Shal saparim of the barber. Even if they're broken right now, tmeim, they're considered a keli, and they're mekabel tumah. But we don't need the tumah v'taira part now. Usually we do. Now we don't. Now we need the hashachar. So hashachar is a razor. So you see, shachar is a razor. What does a razor do? It causes hair to come down. So again, if somebody would take that word and convert it into a verb, mashchirin, it would make sense. Uman detoni manshirin loy mishdabish. And if you had the gerusa manshirin instead of nachem ayitzchak, it would also work. The time we learned to the Mishnah, Mishnah, Asher Kelev Amayim, if somebody's clothing fell into water, you see, manshirin means to fall. Nahalach behem, he's allowed to wear them on Shabbos. V'ini chayshish, doesn't have to be concerned. The marisayin, somebody may be chayshed him, that maybe he washed his clothing. Yinami meha, or maybe from the following Mishnah, the Tanan, Mishnah Mesech Despeya. Ezehu leket, what is leket? Hanoyshe b'shas k'tzira, if somebody is in the middle of the k'tzira, he's in the middle of reaping, and then some of the peiros fall down. So you see that the word manshirin also means to fall. So either way, the point of the Mishnah is the same. No one's questioning the substance of the halacha. Mashilin, peiros derech aruba, emphasis on lowering it. Seems that there was some ambiguity as to what the right word of the Mishnah was. What emerges from the Gemara, whether it's mashilin, whether it's mashchilin, whether it's manshirin, whether it's mashirin, whether it's mashchirin, they're all good. They're all like mishtabish. Sounds like anything that rhymes is going to work, and it means to lower. We learned in the Mishnah, mashilin peiros derech aruba b'yanta. A person is allowed to take peiros, and he's allowed to lower it derech aruba b'yanta. Says the Gemara Adkam. Is there a shir? But mashilin peiros derech aruba, you could just take as many peiros and start lowering it. There's probably a shir. So Damiram wanted to know, is there a shiras in Anish? Amr Rav Zeira. So Rav Zeira said, Amr Rav Asi, in the name of Rav Asi. If Amri Vasam say, Amr Rav Asi, Amr Rav Yechon Asi, in the name of his great Rebbe, Rabbi Yochanan. I don't know, but there's a precedent for this. I think we could shtel to a Mishnah. This Mishnah is also the name of a perek. Mefanin. There's a perek in Masechta Shabbos called Perek Mefanin. And Perek Mefanin begins with the halacha. Mefanin, arba v'chamish kupay shal tevin v'shal tfuah. A person is allowed to clear away four or five kupayis. These are these big baskets of tfuah. Mepnei ha'archin. If he needs it for a guest that he's inviting. Mepnei pitl beis medrash. Or if he needs it because people want to come to learn. So this person wasn't expecting guests. All of a sudden on Shabbos, a chevra showed up. He wants them to be able to come and sit. The problem is no room in the dining room. All these kupay shel tevin are there. So ordinarily, you would think you can't move the kupay shel tevin on Shabbos. Why? Same reason. Like our Mishnah, tircha. It involves tircha. You're going to start schwitzing. It's not something you're allowed to do. Stating that, mefanen arba v'chamish kupas. Four or five, you're allowed to. Mipnei yarchin. Or, let's say, people want to come learn. There's no way for them to sit. If you're mefana the tevin, then there's going to be place for them to sit. So again, you're allowed to remove four or five on Shabbos. Mepnei archem ne pitel beis medrash. So the Amiram said, whether it was Rav Zeir in the name Rav Asi, Rav Asi in the name Rav Yoichanan, that our Mishnah wasn't clear. Our Mishnah just said meshilin peris derech aruba biyantim. We know there's a tercha problem, but we allow you to do a meshilin. How much? The Mishnah didn't say. Okay, so yil might sasim and amefurash. There's another Mishnah that says a very, very similar halacha. You're not allowed to be matriach on Shabbos. But four or five, you are allowed to do. So it's misnabra, just like there, it's four or five. Here too, it's also four or five. But the Gemara says that even though it's a very obvious sushtal, but it's certainly not a muchach sushtal. Says the Gemara, v'dumah shani hasam. Maybe over there it's different. Ikka bittol beis medrash. Over there, you're doing it mipnei bittol beis medrash. Or mipnei the archim. Aval hachet like a bittol beis medrash. But in our mission, there's no mention of bittol beis medrash. Loi, maybe you can't do four or five. Meaning, maybe you hit the numbers less. Maybe really four or five is pushing it a little bit. The reason we allowed four or five is because the Mishnah said you're doing it b'nei bittol beis medrash, doing it b'nei archim. But over here, we don't have that cheshbon. Maybe not inami or hasam haynu taima. Over there, the arba v'chamish kupeshar. Maybe the reason we allow you to do four or five is mishum Shabbos, because it's Shabbos. The chamira, which is more chamer. So if it's more chamer, you would think we should be more machmer. But sometimes you find the reverse. V'loy asi lizel zulebe. Because it's so chamer, therefore we could be mekel. Because we don't have to be concerned that you'll be mezalzel in Shabbos. People know not to be mezalzel in Shabbos. Avol yontif to kill, but yontif, which is more kuladig. V'asi lizel zulebe. And there's a concern you're going to be mezalzel. Skip the next two words. Klal klal. But loy. It's not klal klal loy. You're allowed to do something. But loy, maybe you don't have the right to do four or five. Maybe the number is going to be less. So just because we allow you to do four or five there doesn't mean we're going to allow it over there. We allow it over there. Why? Because maybe it's from Nea Archim, Nea Bittol Beis Medrash. We allow four or five over there. Why? Because it's Shabbos. We're not so worried you're going to be mezazel. Over here, there's no Bittol Beis Medrash. Just Hefsin Mammon. You're afraid that your parents are going to ruin in the rain. Over here, it's Yontif. You have to be more machmer sometimes in Yontif. So it is as far as Inami, or says the Gemara Lidduki. So maybe you can flip it in the reverse. Hasam over there, hide your time to like a Hefsin Mammon. Over there, there's no Hefsin Mammon. Maybe that's why we only allowed four or five. Have a Lachadik, a Hefsin Mammon. But over here, where there's a Hefsin Mammon, a fellow Tuvanami, maybe we allow even more. Sakti Mar Hasam Tanan. Over there in the Mishnah, in Perak Mefanim, it said, Avaloya Sa Oitzer. So you can be Mefana four or five kupais, but you can't be Mefana the Oitzer. Mama Shmuel, Shmuel said, Ma Avaloya Sa Oitzer. What do those words even mean? What does it mean, Avaloya Sa Oitzer? Avaloy Yigmar Esa Oitzer Kuli. What it means is, you can move four or five kupais, but you can't empty out the oitzer. You can't clean out the entire garage, right? You have to make sure something remains. But if everything is gone, you're not allowed to do it. And the reason is, Dilma Asi Lashfuye Gumais. There's a concern that if the entire floor is going to be empty, there's going to be nothing on it anymore, you're going to start noticing different crevices in the ground, and you may be tempted to fill it up, and that's something that you're not allowed to do. It's malach de reis, it's baina, and therefore there's a concern that you may come la shvuye gumai. So what was the shayla hachamai? Do you have the same malach over here? Here too, you're not allowed to empty out the entire roof. Over there, mefanin, four or five. But loyasa oitzer, you can't empty it out completely. Our Mishnah didn't say that. Our Mishnah just said, "Meshilim peres derech aruba biyantim." Here too, do you have that halach? You can't completely empty it or not. So what was the shayla hasam? Who b'shabbos the aser mishum the chamer? Over there, we're dealing with Shabbos. Shabbos is very chamer, and being that it's so chamer, here we say reverse svara. That's maybe a reason to be machmer. Avo yantiv to kill, but yantiv which is more cool. Dik shapadami. Maybe over here you can empty it all completely. Oidoma, maybe a different svara. Hasam dik a bittel beis medrash. Over there there's a bittel beis medrash. Amrit loy. So because of a bittel beis medrash,
And still we say you can't do it. Halacha the lack of bittul beis medrash, like halacha case over here, where there's no bittul beis medrash, certainly wouldn't be allowed to do it. So there's a svara to say there you can't do it because the Shabbos here, it's only yontiv. Or you could suggest the opposite, madach there, where there's a bittul beis medrash, certainly over here. Halacha tanan, another shayla, mashilim peiris derech harubu yontiv. V'amar Rav Nachman said, this halacha is only true in the same roof. Avo migag l'gagloi. So you could be mashilim peiris derech harubu on the same roof. But if you move it from one roof to another roof, of Perikol Gaga's fame, then the halach is, it's not going to be okay. V'tanya nami hachi, and the truth is, what Rav Nachman said is even a braisa. Ein metaltal migag l'gag. You're not allowed to carry the peiros from one roof to another roof. Afilu kishigagoy seim shavin. Even if they're literally on the same plane, still it's something you're not allowed to do. So what was the shaila? Hasamai. What about over there? Are you allowed to be mafana these kupay shel teven? If they're on a roof and move it from one roof to another roof, maybe here it's a problem. Mishum yantiv to kill because yantiv is so cool. There's more of a concern. Therefore, we have to be machmir. Avos Shabbos the chamira Shabbos, which is more chamir of the asul zulabe. No one's going to be mezalzel Shabbos. Don't mean sign Dilma ma. Hacha, madachir the ikah hefset peiris amrit loy. Madachir with there's a hefset mom and you can't do it. Hasam the lack of hefset peiris like Holshkin over there, certainly not. Hacha tanan, another shayla we learned in Mishnah over here. It's actually not a tanan, it's a braisa. Lo yishalshin bechavu bechaloynois, v'lo yiridaim derech sulamais. That when you're mishalshel, you can't be mishalshel, meaning mishilim peiris, you can't do it through a rope, tie it to a rope and send the rope through a window. Additionally, you can't do a derech sulam. You can't walk it down steps. You have to drop it through the skylight. That's the only way to do it. Hasamai, what about when it relates to the kupay shel teven? Hach, over here, b'yantif hudasa, this is a chumrah, only on yantif, again, the lek from bittul beis medrash, because there's no bittul beis medrash. Aval Shabbos, ikka bittul beis medrash, Shabbatom, you know, there was bittul beis medrash, so maybe they were going to be more mekel. Like, d'mal hachat, ikka hefset peris, amaloy, or do you say, madach here with this hefset peris, you can't do it. Hasam, the lek, hefset peris, like kolshkein, they're certainly not. And the Gemara says, teiko, it's fascinating. The Gemara, right, just chazer over what just happened. We had a Mishnah, Mashilim Peiris Derech Haruba Beyantif. As long as you're doing it that way, Lekaterchi Yaseira, it's going to be okay. But the Mishnah never said Akama. The Mishnah never said how much of it you're allowed to carry. So the Amir Ram said, oh, we have a Tzushtel. What's the Tzushtel? A Mishnah, very, very similar Mishnah. A Mishnah that discusses being Mefana, Kupay Shel Teven, and Kupay Shel Tfua, Mepneya Archim, and Bittul Beis Medrash. And there the number is 4 or 5. Same issue, Tircha. So just like there it's 4 or 5, it's Mestaba that here too it's going to be 4 or 5. But the Gemara made a distinction between the Mishnah here and the Mishnah there. Then the Gemara brought a whole bunch of different shailas as it relates to whether the halachas of our Mishnah relate to that Mishnah, and the halachas of that Mishnah relate to our Mishnah. And each one of the shailas had different stodim. Meaning, it's not the same case. Over here, it's Yontif. Yontif, what emerged from the Gemara is a svar, maybe to be Mekel, maybe it's a svar to be Machmer. Also here, we're dealing with a Hefsin Mammon. Over there, it's Shabbos. Shabbos, again, is a svar to be Machmer. Shabbos is a svar to be Mekel. There, you're also dealing with the mitzvah. The only time they even allow you to do it is if there's a mitzvah involved. Beis Medrash, Achnasas Archim, these are major mitzvahs. So only over there you have the opportunity to do it. And each one of the Ibayas, every time the Gemara attempted to shtel tzu, the two Mishnayas, the Gemara had an Ibaya with different stadim. Sayin be Mefarshim, in terms of trying to understand a little bit why each one of the Ibayas presented themselves as different stadim. Incidentally, one of the things that the Gemara seems to be going back and forth with is do you say that Shabbos is more chamar? And as meaning, because Shabbos is more chamer, we have to be machmer in Hilchah Shabbos, or just the opposite. Because Shabbos is so chamer, we could be mechel in Hilchah Shabbos. Yontif is so, it's more kodik, therefore we have to be machmer. Yontif is more cool, therefore we have to be machmer. What does that remind us of? The first raid by the Masechet Bei. This was Mamish Bei Daf Beis, where the Gemara had a machloikis b'shan b'sil. When we're machmer and muktzah, and when we're mekel and muktzah, and the epic hakdama from the Chassam Sofer to Masechet Beis, where there's a svara that maybe on Yontif you have to be machmer because it was only mishum haitza. Maybe this is related to this Indian over here. But either way, just one ha'ara, as it relates not to today's daf, but to yesterday's daf, and not the second part of yesterday's daf, the Chumas u'Maisris part, but the first part of yesterday's daf. And that is, the Gemara on daf Lamed Daled Amud Aleph had an interesting shaila. One of the melachas that you're allowed to do on Yontif, that of course you're not allowed to do on Shabbos, it's a melachas oichel nefesh, Shechita. You're allowed to shecht an animal on Yontif. You're not allowed to shecht an animal on Shabbos. But the Gemara had a shaila. It was Rabbi Yirmiyah Zibaya, a classic Rabbi Yirmiyah. He said, what would be if you had an animal, the animal was injured. It was injured to the point that you have to be concerned that maybe this animal is a treifa. Ordinarily, we're never concerned that animals are treifas because rive animals are not treifas. But if you have a reyesa, you have a reason to be concerned that maybe this animal is a treifa, then of course, you have no choice, you have to be chayish. Maybe this animal is, in fact, a treifa. So Rabbi Yirmiyah's question was, what would be if an animal was injured? This is an animal that obtained an injury where the halacha in Eilu Treifa says you have to wait 24 hours. You have to wait me'eis le'eis before you do a shechita. Not just that, even after you do the shechita, you have to do a quick bedika to make sure that it's not a treifa. Can I go lekatchila after I waited 24 hours and shech this animal or not shech this animal? Do you say that being that it was already injured, and even after I shecht it, I'm going to have to do a bedika. So you see, there's a reis over here. So maybe I can't shecht it because shechita is something that I'm allowed to do. But at the same time, only if it's going to give me a meat that I'm allowed to eat. If it's a tzarech haichal nefesh, I'm allowed to do it. But if it's not a tzarech haichal nefesh, of course I wouldn't be able to do shechita. Over here, it's yitachin, it's going to be okay because it passed the me'eis le'eis exam. But at the same time, it's sarach bedikas. You see, we are concerned. So how far do we take this reyesa? Do we say if it's sarach bedikas, now there's a good chance that it might not be l'tzarech haichal nefesh, therefore I can't do the shechita on yantiv? Or is the halacha that it's not going to be a problem? That was the discussion in the Gemara. This shayla of Rabbi Yirmiyah is brought down in Shulchan Aruch. It's an Erech Chaim. It's in Simen Tov Tzadik Ches. It's in Hilchus Yontif. It's Siv Katan Ches. The Mechaber says, Oif, a bird, Shen Nidras Biraglayim. It was trampled on. V'yesh Lachush and Esrasku Eivarim. You have to be concerned that maybe something happened to its Eivarim, meaning maybe it's a Treifa. V'lachein Tzorech Shias Me'es Le'es U'Bedika Achashchitas. So you have to wait 24 hours before you shecht it, and even after you shecht it, you have to do a bedika. Mutal L'Shoich Tebi Yontif. You're allowed to shecht it on Yontif. That's the Lach and Shulchan Aruch. V'loi Chayshin on Shemi Yimotze Treifa. And we're not concerned that maybe when you do the bedika, you're going to find that it's a Treifa. Afal Gav Tesialu Be'Reyesa, even though right now it has a reyesa. So says the Shulchan Aruch, the halacha is that you're allowed to shecht this animal and you don't have to be concerned about a reyesa. The Magen Avraham, on this halacha right here, says that even though Medina de Shulchan Aruch, it comes out that you're allowed to shecht on Yantif, and even though Medina de Shulchan Aruch, it comes out that you're even allowed to shecht when there's a reyesa, where there's a chance that when you do the bedika, you're going to find out that it's a treifa. However, ubiyam shol shloima, Meseches Beya, Perik Dalet, Simen Yun Tes. That was so Yekasa. The Yamshul Shloime said that it's not so Pashat. He said that Ha'idna, Ein Noyakin Bizmanenu, Lishchot Shum Behema B'Yantif. He says, today the minig is not to Shech Behemas on Yantif, and Afilu Hecha, the Loishchichi Treifas. Even if we're not really concerned that there's going to be Treifas, but said the Yamshul Shloime, because of this concern, that maybe the animal's going to be a treifa, even though Roy Behemoths are not treifas. And even though the Gemara came out, like the Shulchan Aruch just paskin, that even when there's reason to be concerned that maybe it's a treifa, still we don't care about it. But the Yamshul Shloime said that Ha'idna ein noyagin bizmanenu lishchot shum behema b'yontif, afilu hecha deloy shchichi treifas. Says, today we try not to shech. Says the Magen Avraham, I am mashik asafti simen tof kuf chav zayim, v'nirali, the kishat that if you need it, yesh lahakel for adim and mesukenes. Says the Magen, even though Yamshul Shloime said it, and the Yamshul Shloime said it, so who's going to go connected to Yamshul Shloime? But he said, v'nirali, says the Magen Avraham, that if you need it on Yantif, you certainly could be mekel. So Medina the Gemara, Medina the Shulchan Aruch, he let a shecht on Yantif, even let a shecht on Yantif where there's a reyesa that maybe the animal's going to be a treifa. But the Yamshul Shloime said that the minig in his times already was not to do shechit on Yantif, based on the fact that maybe you're going to find out that the animal is a treifa. There's a beautiful tshuva in the Shailos of Tshuvas, Yehuda Yala. That's the tshuvas from Yehuda Asad. The shoyel in the tshuva was Rabbi Yehuda Asad's Edim. His name was Rabbi Aaron Bichler. And he sent his shver the following ga'ara. It's an Erech Chaim Simen Kuf Samech Dalet. His ga'ara was that even though the Magen Avraham says that it's okay to shecht on Yantif if you need the food, but maybe on Rosh Hashanah you shouldn't shecht. And the reason he held that maybe you shouldn't shecht on Rosh Hashanah is because being that the Magen Avraham brought the Yamshul Shloime, that the Yamshul Shloime said that the minig is not to shecht, because maybe after you do the shechit you're going to find out the animal's a treifa.
On Rosh Hashanah, we always look to be machmer. And his precedent for such a chumrah is Simen Tov Reish Gimel, Hilchas Rosh Hashanah, where the halacha is that the Shulchan Aruch says that even people that are mekel when it comes to pas palter, but during the Aseres Yimei Tshuva, you're supposed to be machmer. So Rabbi Aaron Bichler told his Grace Shvei, Rabbi Yehuda Asad, he said that you see this, and they need to be machmer in Rosh Hashanah. They need to be machmer in Aseres Yimei Tshuva. So Rosh Hashanah, the first 2 days, the Yom HaRichta, the first 2 days of Aseres Yimei Tshuva, and people are machmer, even a pas palter. So he said in Tzvara, it makes sense to him that maybe you shouldn't do Shechita either, because over here we should be chayish for the Yam Shel Shloima. Meaning, even though the Magen Avraham said that if you need the food, don't worry about the Yam Shel Shloima, but on Rosh Hashanah, you want to do it on Sukkis, Shemini Atzeres, you want to do it on Pesach, you want to do it on Shavuos, I understand. But when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, you're machmir on Pas Palter. So if you're machmir on Pas Akim and all these things, so it's mistaber that you should be machmir over here like this Yam Shel Shloima, and you shouldn't take on the kula of the Magen Avraham. This was the Ha'ara of the Edom of Rabbi Yehuda Asad. So Rabbi Yehuda Asad wrote back a tshuva. He said, I like the Ha'ara, and it's a very, very glad tzach. However, Ulaniyaz Daiti, I says, if you would ask me, I think a person shouldn't do Shechita on Rosh Hashanah. Not because of Simen Tov Reish Gimel, not because of Hilchas Pas Akum and Hilchas Pas Palter, but I think there's another reason you shouldn't do it. And that is because every time a person shechts an animal, Ikut Sar Balechayim. You're being mitzayer the animal. And he says, even though it's true, you're allowed to shecht an animal, and we shecht an animal with the utmost sensitivity so that we can minimize the amount of pain that this animal's going to have to suffer through. But at the end of the day, let's be honest, you're being mitzayer the animal. And because you're being mitzayer the animal, on some level, there's an element of tzar balechayim. Now it's mutter. HaTorah hatirosa, said Rabbi Yehuda Asad. It says, v'zavachta v'achalta. But had the Torah not been matter shechita, you'd never be able to shecht an animal. Because it's posh, it would be nichal in the halach of tzar balechayim deiraisa. So he said, Rosh Hashanah is the Yom Adin. And on the Yom Adin, we spend the whole day davening, and we ask the Eibishter for rachamim. U'b'yom edadino, shekulonu mevakshim in rachamim kol hayom. That's what we do the whole day. For racham aval kol masov k'sivim. That's what we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for. He says, today is a day for us to make sure that we have the best chance of HaKadosh Baruch Hu bestowing His rachamim on us. You know how you ascertain that? Chazal say, kol merachim ala briyos, merachim in olam min hashamayim. So therefore, said Rabbi Yehuda Asad, that if you're going to go be mitzayer an animal on Rosh Hashanah, you're going to not have rachmonis on the animal. You're going to show achzorius towards the animal. How can you now go turn around to the Eibishter and ask the Eibishter for rachamim if you yourself are not a merachim? How could you expect Rachmanis back from the Eibishter? So said Rabbi Yehuda, yeah, you're saying very nice. Ator reso lodas. You said beautiful that the Magen Avraham, maybe based on that halach and Hilchos Pas Akum, you shouldn't do Shechita. It's a reason to be machmer in general. Oh, but there's a different cheshbon. There's a cheshbon that it's Rosh Hashanah. You're asking the Eibishter for Rachamim. And if you're asking the Eibishter for Rachamim, that's poshut. That on a day like today, you don't want to show achzorius even to an animal. And then Rabbi Yehuda Asad said that you're going to tell me, maybe call merachim ala brius, merachim ala meshamayim. That's if you're merachim on people, on human beings, on a tzelem elikim. Mehecha teisi, kol merachim ala brius, merachim ala meshamayim, is included even animals. So he said, that's a mefurish gemara. It's a gemara, mesechtes bava metziah, daf pei hei amen aleph, and perik asoiches apoyelim. The gemara over there talks about Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, who was a terrible bal yesurim. And the gemara says that the yesurim of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi came al yedei maisa, and then they left al yedei maisa. What was the maisa that brought upon the yisurim of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, of Rabbi? That who igla? There was an eagle, there was a calf. It was on its way to be slaughtered. Ozel tal yulereich bekan for the Rabbi, and it saw Rabbi. So it went to hide underneath the rekel of Rabbi. The kabachi, and the eagle started crying. Amale, so Rabbi turned to the animal and said, Zil, he says, what are you crying? Go! Why are you here? Lokach noitzarta. This is what you were created for. This is your tafkid. Amri. They said in Shemaim, Hoyo v'loi kamerachim. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi doesn't have rachmanis on this eagle. Leisu ale yisurim. He deserves yisurim. That was the story that triggered Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi's yisurim. What was the story that causes yisurim to go away? Yom echad, one day, I have a call. Koncha amse the Rebbe Beisa. Rebbe's maidservant was sweeping the house. Havashadya b'nei karkushta. And there was a whole family of baby weasels that were on the floor, and she was sweeping them up. So Rebbe turned to his amsei and said, Shafkinu, why are you sweeping away these weasels? Ksiv, the pasuk says, V'racham of Al-Kol Masav. Al-Kol Masav means even on the weasels. Amri, so they said in Shemayim, oh, Hayulu Merachem. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi is showing that he has rachmanus on the weasels. Nerachem Oleh. we're going to have Rachmanis on him. So Rav Yehuda Assad said it's a Gemara. Kol merachim ala briyos, merachim in olav min hashamayim is not only true for briyos that were created b'tzelem alekim, but this is true even for an eagle. It's true even for a weasel. That's this inyan of kol merachim ala briyos. He says you want to shecht an animal on Rosh Hashanah. You're going to listen to the animal scream. You're going to watch the animal in pain. We're trying to be ma'ore rachme shamayim. We're looking for kol merachim ala briyos. So this is something that you're going to do. And then Rabbi Yehuda Assad said that this was his machshava. But before he wrote the tshuva, he went and he discussed it with the shoychet where he was Rav in Ser Deheli. And he went to the shoychet basar whose name was Shmuel Weiss, Neira Yoyer. And he asked him this question, V'sha'alti yoysay al zeh ha-minig. I want to know, what's the minig on Rosh Hashanah? We do shechita, we don't do shechita. V'heishev li, and he told me, quote, ki b'chol tfutzeis Yisrael, wherever there are yidin ha-minig shaloi lishchit b'yantav shal Rosh Hashanah, shaloi lahazik shum birya. Because you don't want to be mazik anyone or anything on Rosh Hashanah. V'shakeh kasa b'sefer gvul ben yamin, and he said he found this in the sefer gvul ben yamin. Who wrote the gvul ben yamin? The Mari Vail. So this goes back to the times of the Mari Vail. And he writes, he says, I never heard as a shoychet that someone would do a shechita on Rosh Hashanah. V'has melahasker. Maybe that's a pun. Has kateger. V'has melahasker. He said, Ad kan divrei ha-shoychet baser Rab Shmuel Hanal v'nehenesi shekiyamti misvara. So the night of Yehuda said, nehenesi, he was mechavim to the Pnei Yeshua. Yehuda Assad was mechavim to the shoychet and said the heli. Rab Shmuel Weiss, it's just beautiful how everything, but either way, this was the vart. The last 2 days, that was the topic of the raid. We spoke about this inyan of Rachmanim, Baishanim, and Goyim Lechasadim. It's the Midah of a Yid. And when a Yid has Rachmanis, Kol Merachim Al Abriyas, Merachim in Olam Min Hashemayim. But Kol Merachim Al Abriyas doesn't only mean Ye Merachim on Shaina Yidin. It doesn't only mean Ye Merachim even on a Tzelem Aleikim. But Kol Merachim Al Abriyas, L'Rabbis and Egel. Kol Merachim Al Abriyas, L'Rabbis Ochulda. If you take a look at the Rambam at the end of Hilchas Avadim, so after the whole Hilchas Avadim, all the different halachas of Hilchas Avadim, the last sif cotton in the Rambam gives a musish muz, it's kedai to see inside how a person's supposed to treat his Eved. So even the Yidin in the world of Avadim, before Lincoln freed the slaves, but there was a concept of a hanhaga that people had towards Avadim. If you take a look in the Lushainus of the Rambam, it's unbelievable the way you have to talk, the way you have to treat, the way you have to feed. And the Rambam talks about, because that's the midah of a Yid, that a Yid is a Rachman, and a Kadosh Baruch Hu is a Rachman, and he's talking about being Merachim on Avadim, and he ends off, the Chol Merachim, Merachim in Olav. It's a Rambam. Shenema v'nasan l'cha Rachamim v'richemcha v'hirbecha. Those are the last words of the Rambam, Hilchas Avadim. After all the lumness and everything, Kol HaMerachim, Meracham in Olav. Final words of the Rambam. But either way, this is the Ha'ara.